Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Right.
Ting tang, walla walla bing bang, ooh ee. Ting tang, walla walla bing bang, ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Ting tang, walla walla bang bang.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, cheers for that. That's great now.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Boom. Someone had their cereal this morning. Big news.
Tell me all about. Well, this is the bonus episode. Do you want it?
Sure. We'll have to save it because I've seen the comments about people saying that I don't talk enough about.
But
what should be kept? It should be kept in the bonus. You only get 10 minutes.
Well, so, I had an issue with that. Listen, I'm all for the freedom of the comment section. And it's become a real scene there on the comment section lately. But just this one, the bonus. JD, Darren wants to save everything for the Poxy main episode. We only get about 10 minutes on the bonus. JD, you commented this on a bonus where, I mean, quite clearly it's 20 minutes. So
you fucking idiot.
I was rounding it off. He was rounding it off, LJD.
Or a start, pants. JD.
Jack and Coke.
Bonus half empty stuff there.
JD Sports. The JD Sports fella.
But also it's a bonus.
Yeah.
It's a little extra.
Yeah, you're lucky to even get it, JD.
No, don't.
Be happy with what you're getting, alright?
I'll leave.
Don't be happy.
Can I just say one thing?
More positive outlook, please, JD, if you wouldn't mind.
James from Georgia.
Yeah.
Is absolutely obsessed with this podcast.
I don't even. Is that? Yeah. Is he?
He's on the comments section big time. Like, within the second, and I'm like, I'm here for it. I'm here for that.
It's not all about you, James.
Yeah.
Not all about you. It's about me.
Don't send us any kind of like severed fingers in the post or anything, James.
We haven't had any indication that that's kind of coming from James anytime soon.
No. He doesn't seem like the type.
No.
I don't know.
He seems like
He puts the lotion.
Isn't it mad that the biggest fan of the podcast isn't even from Ireland? They don't even live in Ireland.
He is Irish though, isn't he?
No.
But he's living in the States.
He's American, in Georgia. Am I right? Did we confirm that before?
James, leave a comment on Spotify of if you're Irish or... Your whole lineage... What's your lineage? What's your story? What's your second name, James? Is it from Georgia? Is that a second name?
It's James. Georgia James. His first name's Georgia. Yeah, I think we clarified before... A while back that he is American in Georgia. He's not Irish. I'd be really let down if he is Irish.
Okay.
What do you do?
Frequent emailer James has been on. We're going to start off with a compliment for Joe. He says, Owen, you have to at least mention that Joe called the Shelburne-Galway score of 1-1. He did it on record and with conviction. Well done, Joe. And fair play on off the ball. You pulled it off.
I got it right. There was 4 people on the panel. And I said it would be one. They went down the line. So what do you reckon it'll be? People saying 2-0 Galway, 2-1 Galway. Brian Kerr said 2-0 Galway. And I went, 1-1. Probably going to be shit. And I got it right.
Did you say probably going to be shit?
Yeah. I was like, is that boring? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that boring? Is that a shit result? I just think that's what it's going to be. Because, you know, I don't think we've conceded more than 1 goal in the last 10 games. So people that were saying 2... Oh no, we did. We have. What am I saying? It was 2-2. But like, yeah. Draw merchants.
They helped the boss.
I thought it was going to be on the radio.
Oh, we all heard it. We all seen it. Like,
did you see it?
Yeah, it was on the Tonight Show.
So you heard what I said about...
Yeah, about Americans. Brian Kerr and America and all. I heard what you said about Eamon Dunphy as well.
Oh, shit. I really stuck at the Brian Kerr.
Did you?
Did you listen to it, though? No.
No, I tried to get it afterwards, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I need it. Yeah. I don't know where it is. Yeah, I stuck it to him.
Here.
Sorry, but.
What's going on? Are you going viral? Oh, you blowing up?
For all the wrong reasons.
Oh, shit.
Here we go. I cannot believe that you didn't get a photo of me at once. Oh, well. No, I'm only messing. Just going viral, that's all. Just normal viral. Nah, there's not what I term for it, is there?
Just another day, another hit, huh?
Just another day, another telly to sell.
We'll talk about it on the main. Sorry, JD. But that little lad, I for a split second, I was like, it's the wheelbarrow ad.
No.
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
That's next week.
Okay, good.
Right. Daniel, this is a well-known one, but I don't think you've ever actually had it. Hi, lads. Doing very well for yourselves.
Hey.
If a branch falls off a tree in a forest in the middle of nowhere and there's nobody to hear it, does it make a sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that you don't hear it.
Yeah. Is that a real football?
Well, if you were there, it would make a sound.
Yeah.
But did it? But did it?
Can't prove it. Can he prove it? But yeah.
In theory, it would, though.
The point of that question is, does sound exist as just vibrations in the air if it doesn't hit an ear? Because it's just vibrations in the air. So until it connects with an ear, is it sound? Or is it just vibrations in the
good
air?
Good point.
I mean, yeah, the air is still vibrating, so.
It would still make a noise. Like, just, if you didn't, like, hear it, it's still going to make a noise.
But how?
Because it's an object hitting the floor.
But how does that make a noise?
Because it would.
But does it not have, an ear makes it into noise.
An ear makes it into noise because you heard it. If you didn't hear it, it'd still be fucking there. It'd still make a noise.
But what if there's nobody there to hear it? It's not.
It made a noise just that no one was there to hear it. Am I right? Back me up.
I'm enjoying listening to Owen fight this corner, because this is real fucking this is real interesting shit. This is like what I've been saying with light. Do people exist? If that's like saying, does a tree exist if there's no one watching the fucking thing? Like, yeah, it still exists.
Mm.
But does it? So I'm enjoying listening to this.
This has been a philosophical and scientific question that people have thrown back and forth since the 19th century.
It's quantum physics.
No, it's not.
It is, fucking is.
Don't talk down it's quantum multiverse. Physics like that.
It's
Doctor Strange and the boys.
Sound is the vibration of atoms in the air.
Everything is the vibration of atoms. You're the vibration of atoms.
I watched a documentary.
Yes, I am.
I watched a documentary last night on Scientology.
On Scientology? Why?
Just came up and I was like, I'll have a bit of this.
Which documentary?
It's on Sky.
Oh, okay. Wasn't some YouTube.
Was it a fucking one of them jobs where you put the thing in the back of the telly and look for a fucking documentary? I don't have that stuff, all right? But
did you want to sign up?
A little bit.
Yeah.
The stuff that they offer is kind of like, someone's going to listen to me. So, I mean, this is going to answer all of my problems and relieve me of stress.
Yeah.
It's just another religion at the end of the day, isn't it? Tom Cruise and the lads. Any questions?
Let's see. Graham, with the help of ChatGPT.
Boo.
An unreliable source, but anyway, he says, I had to get some stats and data around climbing Everest and disprove Joe's claim that it's easy to climb and not impressive.
Frankly, getting supported in this bonus episode.
No, he's disproving your claim.
Oh, disproving, that's right.
A frankly outlandish statement. Yes, bringing oxygen will help, but a Sherpa can't save you from an avalanche or exhaustion.
Oh, well, that's out of your control. That's out of everyone's control.
So the death rate on Everest is 1 to 2% of all who attempt the summit. One in every 50, Joe.
It's pretty low. Fancy me chances.
In 2023, 17 people died on Everest.
When?
2023.
That was a specifically tumultuous year. There was avalanches. There was a lot of...
It was one of the worst, yep.
Yeah.
Treacherous.
And bad, yes. Nice. Causes of death include falls, avalanches, altitude sickness, frostbite, exhaustion, and exposure. Yeah, like of those, Joe, I mean, oxygen's going to help you with a couple, but not most of them.
I just wear a nice two pair of socks.
If you're climbing Everest, you will spend almost an entire kilometre in the death zone, where oxygen level is 33% of those at sea level. If your oxygen runs out, or if you don't have it, your judgment, your coordination, your consciousness will very quickly degrade.
Yeah, so just bring oxygen.
And people die in their sleep. due to altitude sickness or a cerebral edema.
Oh, I know.
Mm.
I know this. But that doesn't make it hard.
Anyway, and there's a whole list. And there's no rescue for you in the death zone as well. So
correct. Helicopters can't go up there.
So you know all this. You're fairly well briefed on the realities and dangers of Everest, and you still make these claims.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
Ah, yeah.
Unequivocally, I stand over, it's easy to climb Mount Everest. Easy.
There does appear to be a correlation between people thinking that and just saying, if I have loads of money and I pay a team to basically carry me up the mountain, that's directly linked to the increase in deaths, because these people aren't fit or properly trained. So more of them are dying.
The people that climb Everest, a millionaires. Every year, like, 300 people? Every year, 300 people climb Mount Everest. And each and every one of them, bar the Sherpas, are millionaires.
Billionaires.
They're not fucking mountain climb. They're fucking just rich people. Like the fucking idiots that got on the submarine and went down to see the Titanic. For whatever reason, just because they could. Because they could afford to. And they've nothing better to be doing with that fucking money.
I think they really just wanted to see the Titanic.
And they really and had money. Climb Mount and had Everest. A lot of money. Bleeding climb Mount Everest. Well, I don't care.
He doesn't care.
I don't care.
He doesn't give a fuck, like.
You think you're fucking great because you climb Mount Everest?
Yeah, do you care?
I don't care.
He doesn't. Why do you care?
Okay, do I look like I care?
Not in the slightest. Like.
Tell me that you climb Mount Everest.
I climb Mount Everest.
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
Right? Fucking climb. I'd be more impressed if you climbed the Sugarloaf Mountain. Do you know what? People do... What's the Crowpatrick?
Yeah.
People climb Crowpatrick and they think they're fucking great. They take their selfies at the top. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who cares?
50 years ago, they done it in bare feet. Supposed to do it in your bare feet.
Tell them.
Do it in your bare feet. They're going into Bladen. They're going up the Capel Street into the mountaineering shop and buying big fancy hikes.
Where else are they going?
They're going up Bray Head.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fucking Bray Head.
Fucking Bray.
More like Bladen.
More like fucking Bray Pat Hill or some fucking height of it. Not even big.
Bray Hill, more like.
Give us another one.
Fucking the climbing. Did you ever go to the climbing wall out in Finglas?
Yeah, fucking jump zone or something.
The industrial estate?
Yeah, fucking trampolines and all. Ooh. Room full of trampolines. Think you're great getting a photo mid jump.
Went down
fuck
to.
Off.
Where'd you go?
Tell them.
Went to fucking Westwood. Did you climb the wall in Westwood? Ah, wow.
Oh, brilliant. Ooh. Climb the wall. Oh, about that big slide. Not a big slide. Where's that big slide in the forest?
Oh, you went to the Avalon house?
Oh, did you? Yeah, what? Did you get fucking photo and all? Oh, brilliant.
Fucking big swing.
Yeah, High Rocks. Oh, yeah.
High Rocks. What?
What's your take on High Rocks?
Impressive, innit?
Yeah, I think so.
Stupid, man. Stupid. Now that.
But moral of the story is you do not care.
K2 is more impressive.
What's that?
It's a different mountain.
All right, I've got one more question for you. Wayne. Working his way through the back catalogue, just listened to a bonus episode where Joe was wondering how far back his ancestors would look like him.
It's a fucking good question.
We return to the hope that one day there is just kind of a searchable database of all the shit Joe and Darren have said.
Really? 200 years from now.
Considering how much social media and podcasts are out there now, what do you think about future generations being able to look back and see and hear you hundreds of years in the future? What do you think they'll think of you?
They won't get any of the references.
It'd be just pure brain rot to them. They'd be like, what?
Yeah.
And they won't even talk anymore. It'd just be like communicating with their foreheads or something.
Grunts.
Like,
Back to Stone Age. Like, they won't know. They'd be like, what? They're talking too much.
Yeah. They won't be, like, in 100 years, like, people won't even be talking. There won't even be a language.
And they won't even be in Mount Everest. They'd be like, what are they talking about Mount Everest? It's easy to climb Mount Everest because...
I feel like you're not engaging with this question properly.
They'll all just be walking around with portable televisions.
I think you're just...
I'm engaging. We're engaging. No, you're engaged. This is...
All right, do you want something?
You're just being silly now. Right.
Give us the question again.
No. No, it was a straightforward question.
We think it's a fairly valid thing. I think if my great-great-great-grandkids say, listen to this podcast, this was me great-great-great-granddad, listen to what he has to say, they'll be listening to us saying, what the fuck is...
Yeah, what if, like, when Ollie and Beckett are older?
Scary to think it.
There's lots of people who don't like Stalla, who think Stalla is, I don't know, childish, not funny. You know, there's plenty of people who do like it, but there's plenty of people who don't.
There's not.
No one doesn't.
Now, I've heard there's some of them out there, But I'm just
Where'd
saying,
you hear that?
All podcasts.
Names, like, please.
Fake news.
Garner Quiet Takes.
What's their all ex accounts, please?
All podcasts. What if, like...
Did someone actually tell you?
When your kids or my kids, yo. What? Did
someone come to you and say, here, hate them. It's not funny. It's not. It's just, like, childish. Because I'm rattled now. I'm only messing up.
Why would you say that to Darren?
Of all people.
Delicate. He's delicate today. My point is, what if your own kids...
hated you?
Like, that's just not funny. That's just really boring. Yeah. You're like
100% gonna happen.
You know, I was on a podcast when I was younger. Oh, there's like hundreds of hours, 300, 400 episodes, including the bonus episodes, more.
I'd say please don't.
And you're expecting that they'll just be huge.
All we have of our past relatives are photos.
Yeah,
like physical photos, or maybe the odd Facebook photo. But
that only goes back like two generations.
Mm. But now they're just gonna have endless amounts of audio. If you're a podcaster or you do stuff like that. If you're not doing that and you're just walking in, I don't know, fucking Chadwick's or something, you're not going to have all that. Just have photos still.
For you as well.
Yeah, you've like yourself.
You're on.
They're
going to
hear you.
I know.
You're on Talking Bollocks and Starlet.
I know, yeah.
High Your risk. Kids are going to grow up and be like, Daddy. That's how they talk, isn't it? Daddy, why did you say that on the Starlet?
Yes, I am
podcast?
Actually the father to the two children.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Mr. Banks.
Morgan, turn on the heating.
Oh, Daddy, remember that?
As you just live over here.
Yeah, do you have like, what percentage rent of your free. Brain is full of ads?
Rent free. Fucking paying rent.
He looks in the mirror and wants to skip ad.
Literally, like that episode of Black Mirror, where they just like keep like fucking saying ads.
I'm sorry, I just loved the idea that Owen's kids are like the Banks' children.
The what children?
Like the two kids from Mary Poppins.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
coming in, they're like, she must be tall, she must be pretty, must have lots. Do you remember?
Everything's a musical announce. Like, mm-hmm. When he leaves here, it's just Grease.
Yep. Just in the train on the way
Oliver
home.
Oliver and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, all of them.
Yeah.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is a fucked up film.
It's a weird film.
I can't remember.
That child catcher.
About pedophile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Child catcher.
Bad stuff.
Big pedo.
Like somebody said, yeah, go, here's loads of money, go make that.
Mm.
What, Dick Van Dyke? Yeah, get him in it. Get him in it.
I think we've talked enough now. Sorry, JD.
All right, fair. Can we do the main episode now? Because I am sick of everyone.
Lots to talk about on the main episode.
Love yous all.
There actually is this week. I have a list of stuff I need to ask to you about.
Oh.
You've been busy.
Oh, fuck.
We've been busy.
I've been watching you. I've been getting tip-offs. I've had tip-offs.
Oh, shit.
Just want to let everyone know they've both secretly sent me, on each other. Yeah, he did it to you too, though.
Did he?
Yeah, oh. Something for you as well.
Yeah, but I don't. Mine didn't surface.
What the fuck did you do to me?
Mine didn't surface, like.
Yeah, no, you're both on for me with something like, we get on with this. I was like, yes, I think we will.
Oh, fuck, I'm excited now.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
Mine was, I think, would have been better. If I surfaced.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
That's on Wednesday. Main episode.
Go on, talk to us then.
Stall it at goloudnow.com.
You don't do it. You're not allowed.
Well,
to
nobody
it.
Else is doing it.
Darren
it's
has
done,
to do
it's
it.
Done, it's done.
It's done now.
It's this kind of bickering that will make our children cringe.
Yeah. And what age were they then? 40. Fucking hell.